This is Suno India Production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
On February 3rd, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, the state government launched what he called the War Against Child Marriage. A few hours after the announcement made by the Chief Minister, the police came knocking on the door of Sabina Khatun. I have changed her name to protect her identity. I met her in Morigaon district, about 60 kilometers from Guwahati, on February 4th. Her husband, Rafiqul, was picked up by the police on February 3rd at 1 a.m. They just knocked on the door and picked him up without giving any reasons as to what the crime was. She has a 6-year-old son, and her husband is a daily wage worker. She says she got married 8 years ago when she was just a child of 12 years old. But it was not only Rafiqul. On that night, state government arrested over 2,000 men for marrying minors or solemnizing a child marriage. In 2 weeks now, the numbers have gone up to 3,015 till February 16. Police said they are still looking out for 5,000 more arrests. The next day, she, along with other wives of such accused and family members of the arrested persons, started to gather around the Mayang police station and protested police action while demanding the immediate release of their husbands.
They shouted, wake up after midnight, and took our men away. And when we asked them why they are taking them, they said we should know why. They took our men as if they are murderers and dacoits. They came at around 1 or 2 in the night.
Most of those arrested are uneducated and poor. There are videos from Dhubri districts where women are seen wailing and rolling on the ground in sheer frustration and bewilderment. Hello, I am Pranjal Borua, reporting for this episode of this Suno India show. We are doing a two-part series on the recent crackdown on child marriages in Assam. In this episode, I report from Assam. I spoke to the woman whose husband were taken away by the police, as well as the police and civil society people. We will discuss the government action against child marriage and whether this kind of crackdown is a legitimate response to the situation or not. The initial political reaction that has come about this crackdown is that this police action targets Muslims unfairly. However, the Assam Chief Minister has maintained that the police have targeted anyone who has violated the law, not just Muslims. He even claimed in one interview that the proportion of Muslims to Hindus is about 60-40 at the most.
This will be a continuous process, and I believe by the end of my first term, in the next 3 years, Assam will be free of child marriage. Also, it is not an action against any particular community.
It will be not targeted to a community.
Even if we believe that the government is acting in good faith and not targeting a particular community, does this kind of crackdown work in preventing child marriages or better the lives of those involved? But why did the Assam government take this action in the first place? The National Family Health Survey recorded 31.8% of women in Assam who were married before the age of 18. This is against the national average of 23%. In 2019, the infant mortality rate in Assam is 40 in every 1,000 births, 10 points more than the national average of 30. The maternal mortality rate in Assam between 2018 and 2020 is 195 deaths per 1 lakh live births, as opposed to the national average of only 97. In the February 2nd press conference, the Chief Minister said that the actions taken by the health department had reached a saturation point. when it came to tackling infant mortality rate or maternal mortality in Assam. The Chief Minister directed the police to take action. This is the Director General of Police Assam, GP Singh, in a press conference.
After receipt of this instruction, all the district SPs were told to get in touch with the respective village defense parties, Gaon Budas, chiefs of various communities, prominent people of various communities, and on the basis of that, we had observed that there are instances of child marriage in various parts of the state. Subsequently, we started collecting data. Initially, we had collected data for 2022, 2021, and 2020. Data has been collected for other years also.
But the key to this operation was to be demonstrative, says Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma. This is his interview with Mirror Now.
First of all, it is our first priority is to show certain demonstrative action. For this first round of arrest, we try to basically project it or try to tell people that this is an illegal act. You cannot marry a child until and unless he attained the age of 18.
Right.
So that demonstrative action was required.
Oh, right.
Now, we have appointed every village a child marriage prohibition officer. Now it will be incumbent upon him to inform police as and when there is a report of such marriage, and we'll try to act preemptive. And if somewhere preemptive action is not possible, we'll take action immediately after the marriage.
The government has now set up a high-level committee to formulate a policy for the rehabilitation of the wives in question or the so-called victims as per the government. The Chief Minister also told the media that the state government was contemplating bringing these women under the state's flagship Arunodaya scheme, which would provide them with a monthly aid of ₹1,200. However, the announcement could not douse the anger of the family members. An angry wife told Suno India.
We don't need the 1,000 rupee from the government. We earn our living by working hard. What will Himanta Biswa get by breaking our families?
For Sabina, it was but natural to marry early. Her family is poor. The only earning member is her father, who worked as a mason. They believed at that time that she would be secure if she married early. She told me that all her friends in the village got married early. She had a child in just 2 years when she was only 14. Early marriage and early pregnancy is very common in some areas of Assam, especially the poorest region such as Dhubri, Kachar, Gualpara and other char areas. Char areas are the sandbars of Brahmaputra River, and these areas are flood prone. Some social activists who have been working on preventing child marriages for a long time feel that this move highlights the problem of child marriage for once.
If you ask child rights activists who have been working on this issue of child marriage in Assam for a long time, apart from, of course, the challenges related to socio-economic side of the problem, indifference on part of the law enforcement agencies in responding to or in helping to prosecute offenders has played a major role in creating a context of impunity for people who have been perpetrating this illegality for a long time. So therefore, a strong message was needed, and I think the Assam Chief Minister has done that job.
This is child rights activist Miguel Das Quer. He maintains that the action by the state government was a necessary one, but could have been dealt with differently.
Well, child marriages are valid once they are contracted. Unless, of course, the parties who was a child at the time of the marriage opts to come out of that marriage through a decree of nullity passed by a court of law. After marriages, you know, families form functional units. And every member of that unit, they have constitutional rights, including the children who are born out of such marriages, which is also clearly mentioned in the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act. Now, these unit members form bonds, emotional bonds, and are dependent on each other for their growth and development. A breakdown would surely lead to or result in anxiety and insecurity, yes. The big question here is that, is the purpose of the law to criminalize people of a functional unit? Is the purpose of the law to put husband behind bars? That can probably be only addressed through the intervention of a court of law.
The manner in which the man accused of marrying children and their family members were arrested immediately attracted criticism from all corners. The action that has been most criticized is the use of stringent protection of children from Sexual Offence Act 2012 or the POCSO Act. Assam Police CID, which has been proving these cases, said that in cases where the minor wives got pregnant before the age of 14, their husbands were booked under POCSO Act and the rest will be slapped with charges under the provision of Child Marriage Act 2006. My colleague Menika spoke to Bharti Ali, a Delhi-based child rights activist and executive director of HUC, Center for Child Rights.
To use draconian provisions of POCSO Act, because, and I call it draconian because the minimum punishment now is 20 years if there is repeated sex. Right. And in a marriage, there will be repeated sex. The minimum is 20 years and it can also go up to life. So imagine a couple that is happily married. They have consummated marriage. There's procreation, children born out of marriage. And then suddenly the man is sent off for 20 years because it's statutory rape. It's statutory sexual assault. As far as action in Assam is concerned, it has come too late. Two things that I want to say. Agreed that the offences are made out are cognizable and non-bailable, but every cognizable and non-bailable offence does not necessarily have to invite arrest. So the arrests that were made were in many ways, arbitrary. They were arbitrary and in violation of certain Supreme Court judgments, whether it's the D.K. Basu judgment of the Supreme Court, where it says that you have to inform the person you are arresting on the about the grounds for arrest. You haven't done that. It's violative of the CRPC where it says, section 41 and 41A. So, no notices were given to people when you were making sudden arrests like this. You didn't feel the need to even file an FIR in all these years and suddenly you want to take action.
The police action faced serious criticism from the Guwahati High Court on February 14th. When the Guwahati High Court questioned the police action of arresting these men and said custodial interrogation was not required. The court questioned the use of POCSO in these cases. The court granted anticipatory bail to 9 such accused who were slapped with charges under POCSO Act. Like Sabina's husband, many other men were arrested despite being married for many years now. Can the police book someone whose marriage to a child took place so many years ago? Congress MP from Barpeta Lok Sabha seat, Abdul Khalik, said this kind of action was outrageous.
This is a very important thing.
It is not acceptable to those who have married 7 years ago and now have crossed 18 years of age and have kids. Now, if the husband is arrested, who will take care of the children and the wife? Will the government put them in orphanages? In common law, there should not be any retrospective effect and the arrests were made violating Article 20 of the Constitution. I am dead against the way the government is dismantling the families.
Criminal law has a niyam ase je retrospective effect hobo noar.
Bharti Ali said that the delay in filing FIR against this man should be questioned also.
So the delay in FIR is again something which, should invite, some legal action against the authorities. Why, what were you waiting for? all these years. You knew it that there were these child marriages that had taken place. If you look at the crime data from Assam, you know, the number of cases registered under child marriage, you know, is 155 cases, all of Assam. This is 2021 NCRB data. So you didn't want to take action in the place, in the first place, and suddenly you take this action after long delay of so many years.
Bharati is asking why these marriages were not prevented earlier rather than going after them now. The Child Marriage Act empowers the authorities to move the court to pass an injunction order if they hear that a child marriage is likely to take place. But this provision is rarely used. The child marriage becomes voidable only if the child decides to opt for it. But this kind of action has a long-term effect on the very community the government claims they want to develop for their better.
We've had stories of pregnant women, you know, who've had no one to take them to the hospital for delivery because the man was arrested. And we've heard stories of, children dying at the time of, you know, newborns dying at the time of delivery as a result, or women's health at risk as a result. Suicide, we don't know how many, but we did hear a one-off story about suicide as well. So the implications are far too many, and I think when you put in years of work to bring a change, and then suddenly this kind of action happens, that change comes to a stall. And it's going to be at a stall for a long time. So if you think that the law is going to suddenly be that magic wand and things will change, people are actually not going to be receptive to Anganwadi workers, to Asha workers, to the panchayat leaders, because these are the people who were used for the crackdown, who were used to actually give information which was then used for the crackdown. So people have definitely lost faith in approaching the government functionaries. The civil society organizations too stand at a loss. As I said, you know, when once there is breach of trust, it takes many, many more years to, you know, build that trust again. So it's really something which we have to think about. A lot more work will have to be done. The COVID had given us a setback already, and then actions like this give you further setback.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.